Restaurant. Alléluia. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your compassion, love and kindness toward us. Thank you for helping us in those moments when we needed your help. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you for glorifying your name in our lives. Thank you for fulfilling your desires in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for loading us with your honor. Thank you for destroying the limitations the enemy has placed on us. Thank you for moving us forward on every side. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for mighty miracles you have done in our lives. And we thank you for more miracles you are still going to do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are grateful because you have never forsaken us. You always are with us. Thank you, Father. And you always hear and answer our prayers. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for the authority in your name that is producing results in our lives. Even the authority in the name of Jesus. Thank you for uprooting from our lives those things you did not plant. Thank you for giving us joy, peace of mind, and happiness. Thank you for drawing us closer to yourself. Thank you for showing us more of who you are so that we can know you deeply. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We are here tonight to pray, to worship, and to seek your face. Oh Lord, visit everyone that will be part of this prayer session. Touch every life. Do your will in every life. pay attention to our requests and supplications. And grant unto us our hearty desires. In the name of Jesus. We want you to solve problems that have stayed so long in our lives. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for we know you're going to surprise us by giving us things beyond our requests. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. We are going to sing some worship songs. Praising forevermore. I will praise Jesus. I will praise Him. I will praise Him. I will praise Him forevermore. I will love Jesus. I will love Him. I will love Him. I will love Him forever. I will serve Jesus. I will serve Him. I will serve. I will serve Him forevermore. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. There's no one like Jesus. There's no one like Him. I searched everywhere. I looked around me. I searched and searched. There's no one, like Him. I searched everywhere. I looked around. I searched and searched. There's no one, like Him. You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. You are worthy, Lord, worthy of our praise. You are worthy, Lord, King of Kings. You are worthy, Lord, You are worthy, Lord. You are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised. You are worthy, Lord. Mighty God. You are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised, Jesus, you are worthy, Lord. Adonai, you are worthy, Lord. Worthy to be praised, you are worthy, Lord. El Shaddai. Only you will I praise, my Redeemer, only you will I praise. I have no other God, only you will I praise. Alpha and Omega, only you will I praise. I have no other God. Only you I will worship. King of glory, only you I will serve. I have no other God, only you will I praise. Jesus Christ, only you will I praise. I have no other God, only you will I praise. My Redeemer, only you will I praise. I have no other God, only you will obey. I will obey you, only you I will serve. I have no other God, only you I will follow. I will follow you forever. Only you I will serve. I have no other God. Only you will I praise. King of glory, only Jesus will I praise. I have no other God. Only you will I praise. Awesome God, only you will I praise. I have no other God. Only you I will trust. I will depend on you, Lord. Only you I will trust. I have no other God. Only you I will trust. I will not trust in human. Only you I will trust. I have no other God. Only you I will trust. I will not trust in money, only Jesus I will trust. I have no other God, only you I will trust. Not in myself, only you I will trust. I have no other God, only you will I praise. Alpha and Omega, only you will I praise. I have no other God, only you we will praise. We will praise you forever, only you we will praise. We have no other God, only you we will praise. We will praise you forever, only Jesus we will praise. We have no other God, only you we will serve. With all our lives, only Jesus we will serve. We have no other God. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Give me your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me, Lord. Give me grace to follow you. Abundant grace to follow. Give me grace. Give me your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Grace to follow your will. Give me grace to follow. Grace to obey you. Abundant grace to follow. Give me your grace to follow, Lord. Your grace is enough for me. Grace to please you. Give me grace to follow. Abundant grace to follow. Jesus, give me grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me, Lord. Grace to overcome sin. Give me grace to follow. Grace to overcome the flesh. Abundant grace to follow. Give me your grace to follow. Your grace is enough for me. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace is given unto me. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Great grace is given unto me. Sing it. Great grace is given unto me. Lord Jesus, my Savior, has given me the grace right now. I have dominion over all things. Lion of the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same, the same. Lion of the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. You remain the same Lion and the Lamb. Lion and the Lamb, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. The same, the Word of the Father, forever you remain. the same. He's able abundantly able to deliver, to deliver and to save and to save. Our God is able abundantly able to deliver, to deliver those who trust in Him. He is able. He is able. Forever able. Abundantly able. To deliver. To deliver. And to save. And to save, Jesus is able, abundantly able, to deliver, to deliver those who trust in Him. New covenant keeping God, yes, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are covenant keeping God, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You never fail, you never change. You are covenant keeping God, mighty man of war, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You do whatever you say, for you are covenant keeping God, the Lion of Judah, Yahweh, the covenant keeping God. You are the mighty man in battle. You are the mighty man in battle. Jehovah Nissi, you are the mighty man in battle. El Shaddai, you are the mighty man in battle. Glory to your name. You are the mighty God in battle. El Shaddai. You are the mighty God in battle. Jehovah Nissi. You are the mighty one in battle. Oh Lord. You are the mighty one in battle. Glory to your name. That wonderful name. Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. That wonderful name, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, that wonderful name, Jesus, there is no other name I know. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. God, you are so good. God, you are so good. God, you are kind. God, you are wonderful. Our God, you are excellent. You are God. You are Lord Emmanuel. You are God. You're not a man. You are God. You are Lord Emmanuel. King of the universe, you are God. You are God, oh. You are God. You are not Emmanuel. You are God. You can never fail lost. You are God, you can never disappoint us, mighty Redeemer, you are God, Jesus, you are God, oh, you are God, you are not Emmanuel. Be lifted up, be lifted up, oh Lord, oh Lord, be lifted up, for you are holy, for you are holy, righteous and worthy. Oh Lord, be lifted up. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. He's a miracle worker. God is, that's why we're here, a miracle worker. glory, a glorious God. He does mighty miracles, God is a miracle worker, a miracle worker. He's a glorious God. God is a glorious God. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Look of glory, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, Lord of hosts. You are Yahweh. You are Yahweh, mighty healer. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. One more time, we lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We praise you, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Lord, in our lives, we see what you're doing. We see what you're doing. One more time. We lift our voice in praise of your name. We lift our voice in praise of your name. Open your mouth and worship me. Worship the God of heaven and the earth, the King of kings, the Most High God, the Almighty God, the Most Powerful, the Most Merciful, the Most Gracious. Worship the Lord whose name cannot fail. He has a name that is above every other name. He does mighty miracles. He brings things out of nothing. He does impossible things. He controls times and seasons. Worship Him. Only Him can give true deliverance. Only Him can set a man free, and he shall be free indeed. Praise Him. Only Him gives true healing and true help. Only Him controls the entire universe. Praise Him, for He remains the same forever. Humans can change, but He remains unchangeable forever. He is so faithful. He is so powerful, so great and mighty. He is so high. He is the highest. He is higher than everything and everyone. All things have been subdued under His feet. Worship Him. He gives strength to the weak, hope to the hopeless, revival to the dying. He gives life to the dead. Worship Him. Whoever He blesses can no longer be false. Worship Him. Whoever He lifts up shall no longer come down. Praise Him. He is the everlasting life. We worship You, Father. You are beyond description. You are greater than all the names we call You. You are too much to be numbered. Too deep to search. We praise You, Father. You are too strong to be defeated. We worship You, Lord. Most holy God, we praise You. We glorify You forever. Be magnified forever. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given Him worship and praises. Amen. You need to thank Him with a grateful heart. From a grateful heart. You can say, Father, thank You. For helping me. Whenever I need Your help. open your mouth and begin to thank Him that way. Say, Father, thank you for helping me every time I need your help. Thank you, Father, for always coming to my help. Thank you for always coming to help me. Thank you for always coming to help me. Thank you for always helping me in times of need. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. For I am here today because you helped me. I'm alive today because you helped me. I believe you're talking to him like that. I am healthy today because you helped me. I am successful today because you helped me. I am making progress today because you helped me. Thank you, Father, for always helping me. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. God said in his word, in his scripture, he said, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. You're going to thank him because you are among those he chose to show mercy. Open your mouth and begin to thank him that way. Say, Father, thank you for including me among those you chose to show mercy. Thank you for including me. I know there are many people out there that are far more prayerful than I am. There are many people out there that are far more sacrificial than I am. But you have chosen to show me mercy. There are many people out there that have greater faith than my own faith. But you decided to show me mercy. Thank you, Father. I believe you are saying those words to him. Thank you, Lord, for including me among those you have decided to show mercy. Despite the fact that millions of people are crying out to you every day, even billions of people crying out to you every day, but you have chosen to show me mercy. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have given him thanks. Amen. You have to agree to thank him. You're going to say, Father, thank you for turning my darkness into light. Thank you for turning negative situations into positive. open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank you, Father. Thank you for turning my darkness into light. Thank you for turning negative situations in my life into positive situations. Thank you for turning my weakness into strength. Thank you for turning my sorrow into joy. Thank you for turning my sickness into health, into good health. Thank you, Father. Thank you for turning my failures into success. Thank you for beautifying my life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given you thanks. Amen. We're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I want to love you more. Help me to grow in love for you. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, Father, I want to love you more. Help me to grow in love for you. Help me to grow in love for you. Help me to grow in love for you. Oh Lord, I want to love you more. I want to love you with the whole of my heart. I want to love you beyond limits. I want to love you with the whole of my strength. I want to love you with the whole of my soul. I want to love you with the whole of my mind. Help me, Lord, to love you. I want to love you to the point where I forget about myself. I want to love you to the point where I forget about what I want, what I need. I want to love to the point where I begin to care about what you need. Help me to love you. Thank you, Father. Continue to pray, don't stop. Say, Father, help me to love you. Help me to grow in love for you. Help me to love to the point where I want to do your will deliberately, not forcefully. Help me to love to the point where I am happy doing your will. Help me to love you to the point where I am not being compelled or being bent or being told to do what is right in your sight. Help me to love you to the point where I am excited about pleasing you. Help me, Father, to love you more than everything. Even more than my life. In the name of Jesus. You found. In Jesus' name, and we are free. Amen. You are still going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take you away from my life. Everything that is competing with your love. Take away from my life everything that is not allowing me to love you. Open your mouth and pray like that. If you don't love him, then there is something else you love. Whether it is yourself, your flesh, your fleshly desires. There has to be something you love. You have to love something. If it's not God. Say, Father, take away everything in my life that is contending with your love in my heart, in my soul. Say, Father, take away everything in me that is not allowing me to love you. Take away everything in my life that is drawing me away from you. Drawing me far away from you. Take them away now. In the name of Jesus. I want to love you with everything that is within me. Help me to love you by uprooting those things in my life that is ending with your love in my heart. Help me to love you, Lord, by removing those things in my life that are stopping me from loving you. Help me, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Said it before, the experience that I had where I was exposed to a very deep darkness, a very strong darkness. And in that darkness was a very high temptation. Yeah, but it gets to a point, my soul began to speak. And I saw my spirit, my soul, saying, I love the Lord. My soul was saying, I love the Lord. I love the Lord. And was able to overcome the darkness. Now my point is that the reason why you sin is because you don't love him. That is why you sinned. Yeah. If you love him, you will not sin against him. You will not offend him. You sin because you don't love him. But some of you might want to argue with me that you love him. So maybe you can tell yourself that it's because you don't love him enough. If you love him, you will not offend him. You will not disobey him. You will not deny him in your actions. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to love you so much that I don't sin against you. Say, Father, help me to love you so much that I don't sin against you. Open your mouth and pray like that. We sin because we don't love him. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandment. Say, Father, help me to love you so much that I don't sin against you. Help me to love you so much that I can't sin against you. Help me to love you so much that I can't deliberately, intentionally sin against you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. I want to love you. Help me. Our God is able to help you. If he helped me, then he will help you too. Because I knew where I was before, and I knew where I am now when it comes to loving God. If God can help me to love him the way I love him now, he can help you too. He can help you. Say, Father, I want to love you. Help me to love you so much that it becomes impossible to sin against you. Help me to love you so much that it becomes impossible for me to provoke you to anger. Help me to love you so much that it becomes impossible for me to trespass against you, against your will. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. As I said earlier, you have to love something. You can't be neutral. There is something you love. Yeah, every human being, they love certain things. There are exactly certain things you love. Yeah, if it is not God, then you have to love something else. So the question is, what are those things that you love that is not of God? What are those things? Do you want to write them down? Do you want to sit down and identify them and write them down one by one? The things you love that are not directly connected to God. You're going to pray. Until you begin to list those things out and you begin to deal with them. Because if you don't deal with them, you can't love God. Yeah. You have to live one for one. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to identify the things my soul craves for that have nothing to do with God. So Holy Spirit, give me wisdom to identify the things my soul craves for so much that has nothing to do with God, so that I can cut them off from my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. Give me wisdom. Holy Spirit, give me wisdom. So identify those things my soul craves for that is preventing me from loving God. Give me wisdom to point them out and to get rid of them. In the name of Jesus, help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. If it's money that you love so much, there is an end to it. What is your soul craving for so bad? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, oh, we have prayed. Amen. When your love for God gets stronger and deeper, there are some prayers you don't need to pray anymore. God will make a covenant with you, and He will tell you that concerning this thing, concerning that one, concerning this one, I will always make them available to you. So you don't even need to pray about them. I will take care of them. It's just the way an husband would tell the wife and say, concerning this and that, I will take care of them. So you don't need to worry. The same applies to God. When you love Him so much, He will take your relationship higher. He will take your relationship with Him higher. And then He'll begin to operate with you by covenant. And He will be making promises to you. Great promises. And He will be telling you not to worry because He will handle all of them. He will perform all of them. And indeed, He will do all of them. Yeah. So there is a lot you will gain if you can love Him. But many Christians don't want to love Him because they love themselves so much. And it's not new, because the Bible already prophesied. The Bible said in the last days, people, Christians, not even unbelievers, Christians shall be lovers of themselves than lovers of God. So because people love themselves so much, that is why they don't want to love God. Because to love God means you become dead to yourself. To love God means you hate yourself. Yeah, that's what it means. So you are going to pray. Heavenly Father, may you furiously want to love you. Help me to crucify my flesh. Help me to be dead to my flesh and self, so as to demonstrate my love for you. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray like that. Pray these kind of prayers are precious. Pray sincerely from your heart. Pray sincerely from your heart. Say, Father, I really want to love you. I really want to love you. Help me to be dead to myself, because I know I can't love myself and love you at the same time. It doesn't work like that. Help me to be dead to myself. Help me to think less of myself. Help me to be dead to the flesh, to the nature of Adam that is in my body and soul and spirit. Help me to be dead to that nature, so that I can demonstrate your love for you. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Many people following God today don't love Him. Many Christians following Jesus today don't love Him. They are following Him because of what they want to get from Him. That is why they are following Him. They do all kinds of spiritual exercises because of what they want to get from God. They fast, they pray, they attend church programs, prayer meetings, just because of what they want to get from God. So that is not love, that is selfishness. They only care about themselves. So they go to God because of themselves, because they know God has some blessings that He can give them. But they don't go to God because of God. Those that goes to God, that follows God, that draws closer to God because of God, those are the ones that really love Him. But those that are doing Christianity because of what they want to get from God do not love Him. Of course, they have faith. Those people, they always have faith, but they don't have love for God. Which side do you want to be? So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to take my love for you to a higher level. Where I come to you because of you, and not because of myself, and not because of anything I want to gain, but because of what you want to gain. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. say, Father, help me to take my love for you to the next level, to a higher level, where my relationship with you is all about you and not about me. Where my service to you is all about you and not about me. Where my worship of you is all about you and not about me. Lord, help me to take my love for you to that level. Help me. You pray. Ask him to help you. Ask him to help you. Are you the type that gets tired because God didn't do certain things you have been asking him to do, and then you get very sad and sorrowful? That means you don't love him. Is yourself you love? Are you the type that lose joy and happiness and peace? So certain things did not go the way you wanted it to go. That means it shows that you don't love God. Ask him to help you. Say, Father, help me to take my love for you to a higher level. Where I talk to you because of you and not because of anything I want from you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray the way God defends the people that loves him. It's always very violent and very dangerous, very terrible. If you love God very deeply, whenever God fights for you, it will be a disaster on the side of your enemies. Yeah, the way God defends the people he loves is always very terrible. Yeah, so if you want God to fight your battles, love him. Love him. It's the same way a parent would not want anything to, you know, to do his or a child that he loves so much. You're going to pray. Say, Father, help me to love you. Give me a new heart that loves you so much, so that I can hang a special love from you. There are people God loves specially because they also love God specially. In the kingdom of God, you reap what you sow. Say, Father, help me to love you. give me a heart that loves you a lot, so that I can gain a special love from you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. And the voice spoke from heaven, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." That is a special love from God. And the angel told Daniel, that thou art the love of God. So God loved Daniel with a special love. Why can't you desire that place in God's heart where He will love you with a special love? Why can't you desire that place in God's heart? Anyone can get to that place. Say, "Father, give me a heart that loves you so much, so that I can gain a special love from you, in the name of Jesus. Create in me a new heart that loves you so much. Oh Lord, do it now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Loving God is practical. Is not just in the lips, in the tongue. It's not just in the mind. They just put it in their mind. I love God. Or they say it with their lips. I love God. But they do not demonstrate it. Until you demonstrate it, you don't love God. Go and write it down. Until you demonstrate love, you don't love. Until you practice love, you don't love. Loving God is practical. There are things you have to do. There are sacrifices you have to do. So you are going to pray. What are the things that you think is too much to do for God? Are there some things that you think is too much to do for God? If you think like that, it means you don't love God. For thinking that way shows that you don't love God. Are there some things that you think is too much to give to God? If you think like that, it means you don't love God. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, "Father, help me to demonstrate my love for you." Love is the most powerful weapon in the kingdom of God. It's the most powerful force in heaven. So many of you, your life is void of God's power because you have not started to demonstrate the love you claimed you have for God. That is why power is missing in your life. You can't even feel God's power. You can't even experience victories because God gave you a lot of chances to demonstrate your love for Him and you failed. So you're going to say, Father, help me to demonstrate my love for you practically. Open your mouth and pray like that. It is power when you demonstrate love. I can tell you that because I have encountered power in a lot. Ask God to help you. When you demonstrate your love for God, you will see power. You will see power. Power will flow. Power will manifest. Ask Him to help you. Say, Father, help me to demonstrate my love for you. Help me to put my love for you into action. Help me to practice my love for you before men and before the angels. Help me to do things that confirms that indeed I love you. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. You pray. God will help you. Pray your love for Him. If you love Him, you will not keep a wrong relationship. A sinful relationship. If you love Him, you will not keep a sinful friendship. A friendship that you know does not glorify God. It keeps drawing you into temptations, causing you to sin. If you love God, you will cut off that relationship. And that is demonstration. It means you are demonstrating practically and publicly that you love Him. If you love Him, you will not support evil. You will tell everyone around you that this is what I stand for. If you are not okay with it, leave my life. Go away if you are not okay with what I stand for. That is demonstration of love. Help me, Father, to demonstrate my love for you. Help me, Father, in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. If you are still going to pray, you're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, I receive grace to focus spiritual things and not on earthly things. I receive grace to keep my mind on spiritual things, to fix my eyes on spiritual things and not on earthly things, on worldly things. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive grace to focus on heavenly things, on spiritual things. The Bible says, set your affection on things above and not on things in the head. Say, Father, help me to focus on spiritual things. Help me to fix my heart, to set my mind on heavenly things, on spiritual things. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, God wants us to interact with physical things, with earthly things, but we must not focus on them. God wants us to use physical things, but we must not set our heart on them. Say, Lord, help me to fix my heart on the things above, on heavenly things, on spiritual things, on the things of your kingdom. Help me, Father. Help me, Lord, to keep my eyes on you always, to keep my eyes on the cross of Christ, to keep my eyes on your word. Help me to keep my eyes and heart on your will. Help me to keep my eyes on your purpose for my life. Your calling on my life. Help me to set my heart on them. How many times in a day do you even think about God's purpose for your life? How many times do you think about what God has placed you in this earth to do for Him? Say, Lord, help me. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Do not let anyone deceive you. There are blueprints by which the kingdom of God operates. There are principles, standards, by which the kingdom of God operates. And just like you can buy an electrical device, and then the device comes with a manual that gives details of how the device operates, what you should press on the device, how you should handle the device. The same thing applies with the kingdom of God. There are principles. So don't let anyone deceive you. You can be praying and fasting for years and you will not see any change in your life. You have to follow the principles. We have to follow the blueprint. We have to follow the standard. And this issue of love is one of them. And not only that, even the issue of priorities is God, is the things of God your highest priority? Are there things that you value more than the things of God? You know the answers. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, help me to align my life with the principles, the standards by which the kingdom of God operates on earth. the Holy Spirit, help me to align my life with the principles, with the standards by which God's kingdom operates in heaven on earth. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. The Holy Spirit, help me to align my life, to connect my life with the principles by which your kingdom operates, with the standards by which the kingdom of God operates. Holy Spirit, help me. Help me to upgrade my life, to meet up with God's standard. Help me to upgrade my life, to meet up with God's principles, so that the will of God can happen in my life, so that the helps of God can visit my life, so that God's mercy can locate me. Holy Spirit, help me to upgrade my life to God's standard. God will not, because of any man, lower his standards. No matter who you think you are, it is men that will move up to meet up with his standards. The Holy Spirit, help me to upgrade my life to the level of God's standard, to the level of God's will, to the level of God's desires, in the name of Jesus. Help me to sacrifice what I want for what God wants. Help me to sacrifice my desires to fulfill God's desires. Help me, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, take away every mentality, every mindset, every ideology that I have about God that is contrary to who God really is. The Holy Spirit, take away every mindset, every mentality, every idea that I have about God that is different from who God really is. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Unto those ideologies are uprooted, Jesus will not be able to reveal himself to you, because you already have a wrong view of who he is. Begin to say, Holy Spirit, uproot from my heart, from my mind, every knowledge, every mindset, every idea that I have about God that is different from who God is. Holy Spirit, take away such things from my mind. Take away such things from my soul right now, in the name of Jesus. I want to have clear revelation of who God is. I want to have clear revelation of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, take away every mindset, every knowledge that is contrary to who God is, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. I want you to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Lord of Jesus, destroy every covenant of failure that was transferred into my life from my ancestors, from my parents. The blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of failure that was transferred into my life from my parents and ancestors. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Blood of Jesus, destroy every covenant of failure that I have inherited from my parents and ancestors. The same covenant of darkness that limited their lives. Oh Lord, destroy that covenant in my life. The same covenants of darkness that made my parents to suffer failures, that made my ancestors to not fulfill their destinies. Oh Lord, destroy such covenants in my life with the blood of Jesus. Destroy such covenants in my life. Destroy such covenants in my life. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every negative utterance that is affecting my life and destiny. Every negative utterance spoken by anyone is affecting my life and destiny. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Begin to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Destroy every negative utterance that is affecting my life. Every negative utterance uttered into my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy them now. Every evil word, every curse uttered into my life that is causing damages to my life, causing damages to my destiny. I don't want to know who uttered them. But fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let fire of the Holy Ghost cancel such utterances right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. help me to pray. Help me to say, Lord of Jesus, near to our lives, every deposit of darkness, every poison of darkness that have been introduced into my life. Lord of Jesus, neutralize them now. Open your mouth and pray. The blood of Jesus, neutralize them. Get rid of them. Brighten them. And get rid of them. Brighten them. Every poison of darkness. Every deposit of darkness that have been introduced into my body, soul, and spirit. Lord of Jesus, remove them now. Remove them now. In the name of Jesus, every deposit of darkness that have entered into my spirit, soul, and body. Lord of Jesus, get them out right now. In the name of Jesus, poisons of darkness that entered into my life through dreams, deposits of darkness that entered into my life through dreams, Lord of Jesus, remove them in the name of Jesus. Every initiation of darkness that entered into my life through dreams, Lord of Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, divine help from God's throne. Rain on my life. Divine help from God's throne. Rain on my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Let divine help from God's throne fall upon me now. Rain upon me now. In the name of Jesus. Uncommon helps. Unusual helps. From God's throne. Rain upon me right now. In the name of Jesus. Rain upon me right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, angelic interventions from God's throne enter into my battles right now. Raise up your right hand and say, angelic interventions from God's throne enter into my battles right now. and give me great victories. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Angelic interventions from God's throne. Enter into my battles. Enter into my battles. Give me great victories. Angelic interventions of the Most High God. Enter into my battles. And give me great victories. Angelic interventions of the Most High God. Angelic interventions from the Most High God. Angelic interventions from God's throne. Enter into my battles rightly. Give me great victories right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy divine favor from God's throne shall rest upon me in all the days of my life on earth. Open your mouth and begin to speak like that. Say, in the name of Jesus, I prophesy divine favor from God's throne shall rest upon me in all the days of my life. In this earth, in the name of Jesus, divine favor from God's throne, divine favor from God's throne, shall rest upon me. Divine favor from God's throne shall rest upon me in all the days of my life here on earth. In Jesus' name. Continue to pray like that. Continue to prophesy. I prophesy the release of God's favor upon my life, upon everything that I do. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have to pray. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, take away from my life every weakness that is not allowing me to fulfill destiny. Every weakness in me that is not allowing me to become who you want me to be. Oh Lord, take it away now from my life. Open your mouth and pray. Say, Father, take away every weakness in me. Weakness in my body. Weakness in my soul. Weakness in my spirit. That is not allowing me to be productive. That is not allowing me to be effective in the things and you must extend me to you. Oh Lord, take away the weaknesses now. In the name of Jesus, every weakness that is not allowing me to become the best in the things God wants me to do, oh Lord, remove the weaknesses now. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Father, to fulfill my destiny as it is in your book in heaven. Strengthen me, O Lord, to fulfill my calling as it is in your mind. In the name of Jesus, strengthen me, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, send into my life the right opportunities that I need to excel and possess weakness, the right opportunities that I need to excel and to be great. The Father sent them into my life right now. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray God. You need the right opportunities. And God knows how to send those opportunities. The Father sent into my life the right opportunities that will take me into greatness and excellence and success in the name of Jesus. Give me the right opportunities. Send into my life the right opportunities. Send into my career the right opportunities. Send into my life the right opportunities that will lift me up into greatness. Oh Lord, send them into my life now. In the name of Jesus, the right opportunities that will change my story. The right opportunities that will transform my life. Oh Lord, send them into my life now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We're going to pray 6 more prayer points before we round off. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to develop serious interest in the things you want to use to lift me up. You know, devil can make you lose interest in the things God wants to use to lift you up and to make you believe that, and that is the thing you will not have interest in. So you're going to say, Father, help me to develop serious interest in the things you want to use to elevate me up to your mouth, something like that. Talk to the Lord to help you. Say, help me, Father, to have deep interest in those things you want to use to elevate me. Help me to have deep interest in those things you want to use to make me great, whether they are spiritual things or physical things. Help me to develop strong interest in those things. Help me to develop strong passion for those things. The same things you want to use to elevate my life. Help me to become so passionate about them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your power in my life in such a way that everyone that must support me begin to look for me. Say, Father, manifest your power in my life in such a way that everyone that needs to walk for my existence, walk for my destiny to be fulfilled, or begin to do the walk. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, manifest your power in my life in such a way that people from all over the world that need to be part of my success story, people that need to sponsor the vision and assignment you have given me, that they begin to come to do that in my life. Manifest your power right now. In the name of Jesus. Manifest your power in my life in such a way that people who must support me for your destiny to be fulfilled in my life will start coming to do that. Manifest your power, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace to flourish in abundance so much that I begin to give to the poor, to give to those who I need. May I receive grace to flourish in abundance, to flourish in plenty, in surplus, such that I begin to give to help many people that I need. Open your mouth and pray like that. May I receive grace to live in in abundance. I receive grace to live in surplus, such that I may start giving to help many all over the world, such that I start to give to support many all over the world. Oh Lord, give me grace to flourish in abundance. Give me grace to dwell in abundance. In abundance of riches and wealth. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Give me that grace. Give me the keys to having surplus in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, increase my faith for the new height you have already prepared for me. The Father, increase my faith so that I will be able to enter into the new height you have already prepared for me. Open your mouth and pray. Increase my faith. Oh Lord, increase my faith. Help me to grow in faith so that I will be able to enter into the new height you have prepared for me. The faith that is required for me to ascend into the new height you have prepared for me. Oh Lord, help me to have that faith. Help me to have that faith now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to speak, Father, release your destruction into every realm of darkness that is in my life. The Father, release destruction, every destruction upon every realm of darkness is what against my life and destiny. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus, Father, release your destruction. Release divine destruction. Divine destruction upon every realm of darkness that is walking against my calling and destiny. Every realm of darkness causing afflictions, pains, sorrow, difficulties in my life. Oh Lord, release divine destruction upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. Release divine destruction upon them right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. The last prayer point. We are going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say the name of Jesus. Let the power of God destroy the hands of darkness. Unruly my mind. You're going to say, let the power of God destroy every hand of darkness. Every hand of darkness controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts for him. Let the power of God destroy them. Pray that prayer. Open your mouth and pray. Let the power of God destroy them. Let the power of God destroy such things. Every hand of darkness, every hand of darkness, every hand of darkness, controlling my mind, controlling my thoughts for him, be destroyed now by the power of God. Be destroyed now by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Be destroyed now. Be destroyed now by the power of God. Every demonic hand, demonic hand, controlling my mind and emotions, be destroyed now by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this hour you have made us to spend in your presence. We are grateful for the blessings you have already placed upon us. Even now, we praise forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for moving every stagnant thing forward in our lives. Thank you for destroying the works of darkness that will fashion against us. Thank you for enforcing your will to happen to us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for your presence and power that you have enthroned in this place. We thank you for the deliverances you have done in us. We thank you for the healings you have done in us. We thank you for the revival you have done in us. We thank you for the transformation you have done in us. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, Lord, that you visit your people one by one and help them in Jesus' name. Visit everyone here one by one and help them in Jesus' name. Give unto them blessings that will surprise them. Perform in their lives miracles that will shock them. Transform their lives into what you want their lives to look like in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will not miss the hour of your divine visitation in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that you will be sensitive in your spirit to be found doing the right thing in that power that God wants to perform your miracle, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered in Jesus' name.